we have got a lot of ground to make up.
Praise the Lord.
The uncertainty of which room we're going to meet in doesn't bother me anymore. There's so many uncertainties we deal in every day that it's just become the new normal. We once had a president that talked about the new normal was going to be low employment, going to be the factory jobs gone. Anyway, that has been changed. You know, supernatural things can change things that we can't change. And I'm going to spend a few minutes in just a minute on some things that I thought of this morning as I read some scripture. Amy Hudson's here. She was an important part of me spending 2 or 3 weeks with my story. I think Larry completed the whole thing. I think Gene did. But the idea of my story is really important. And Amy, is that I just see God working in you being here today. You'll have an opportunity to introduce yourself in a few minutes. But before we do that, I'm going to ask Ray Summer to come up and ask God's blessing on the meeting. Welcome, Ray Summer.
Bow your heads. Lord Jesus, we just thank you so much for this time that we're able to gather together to honor you with our acts and with our words. And Lord, I pray for each individual here, male and female, Lord, for all that you have in store for them. I just pray that you would lay out your plan, just as my mother prays every day, that you would order her steps. I pray that you would just tune us to your spirit, order our steps, give us those divine appointments, Lord, that we can be a blessing in this world, and that open up the gates for your blessing to come to us and through us. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Yeah, and when I can hear that music, that means it is really loud. So Hines is going to attempt to turn that down. And he has been successful with that in the past. You know, I read something yesterday that talked about the things that we've done in the past prepare us for where we are right now. And that is so true in every part of our life, really. I think about the things we go through in our marriage. Prepares us for where we are in a marriage. And it's not always a pleasant thing that we go through. And I'm not talking about just marriage. I'm talking about business, every part of our life. We go through some things that are unpleasant. Don and Stacy were talking to me about 9/11. And what a solemn time it is in this president. Trump, I heard on the way here that he was greeting people and he said, "We promise you that your loved ones will never be forgotten from 9/11. I think it's important that we slow down enough to consider the important things. And sometimes those important things do not have the impact that 9/11 does. Sometimes those important things may be saying, "Yeah, let's go get a bagel," when your wife says, "Do you want to go get a bagel?" It took me 15 years to learn that one. That when she's asking me, she really doesn't want to know if I want to go or not. She's telling me she wants to go. And I'm sure all you guys can identify with that if you've got a wife. If you can't, just wait. It's coming. I read a quote from John Maxwell, says, "Nothing of significance was ever achieved without people working together." And Amy, all the way through what I'm going to share, I think of what you've done with my story over there. And anyway, I won't get further into that because she'll be able to tell more about it when she introduces herself. You know, I've been going over to Northlands Church on Sunday morning, and I choose to go to the 11:30 service. They have a 9 o'clock service, but in between those services, the ministry team meet, and they talk about what's on their heart as far as the Spirit leading them to say, "You know, I think there's somebody here today that needs some help financially." But it may have somebody that I think somebody's here today that has a problem with their left hip. And they put those things up on the screen after the service. And you kind of look through there, and there have been several times that, bing, it hit me right on to what I needed help with. I think as we meet here on Wednesday, there are many times that you've been here and you heard something that you needed help in that area. We didn't put on the screen. We didn't have to. Because as Don shared with me just a few minutes ago about being at the site where the plane went down in Pennsylvania, what he felt there as he was in the presence of that thing, and he knew it was the presence of the Lord. By me going to church at 11:30, I'm able to watch some of the guys on TV. I like to watch Charles Stanley. There's another Baptist preacher. I won't call his name because I'm not sure that I agree with everything he preached on. But what he talked about were these books that are written about people dying and going to heaven and coming back and writing about them. You know, there's one of those books where the little boy, Heaven's Real or something like that. Little boy later said, well, he made all that up. Yeah. Well, I want to talk to you about a book that is not made up. And I want to tell you about a situation that we often find ourselves in that we know without a doubt that it's not something somebody made up. I feel like every Wednesday here, we gather together, and just as the scripture talks about two or more being gathering together, there the Lord be also. I do believe that's happened. If there was a time or two since 1985 that I can recall that I just didn't feel like it was lined up properly. We've had very, very few times. And it may be when somebody stands up here and starts selling their product, because that's not what we're about. This hour is meant to spend the time glorifying God, and we do it with our story, our testimony. As Hines and I first visited the Full Gospel Businessmen's Fellowship, and Bonnie Maddox reminded me when I got back from Jimmy Rogers' thing that I was the only one left of that board of the Atlanta. Yeah. You know, Tom Sawyer, Lee Watson, and all of those guys are gone. I'm the only one left of that original board. But anyway, and she said, you got to keep on. And I said, well, we're doing it with a luncheon. Praise the Lord. And it's not the Full Gospel Businessmen's Fellowship that really has the power. It's the vision. And it's the ability to share our testimony with others and be able to connect with them. For, you know, people that really do not know the story of the Bible probably can't accept it as being real as we can that know the story. And I thought about this morning as I was reading in the book of Luke. You know, Luke was a doctor. And he started writing about Jesus. He had a friend. In fact, let me just read. I was reading in Luke 1 this morning. And starting with verse 1. Many have undertaken to draw an account of the things they have been fulfilled, that have been fulfilled among us, just as they were handed down to us by those who from the first were eyewitness and servants of the word. Therefore, since I myself have carefully investigated everything from the beginning, it seemed good also to me to write an orderly account for you that may be effective, most excellent you know what I'm talking about? You can probably say it, Ray, better than Theopolis. There you go. Thanks. I can say it after Ray showed me. Yeah. See, Theopolis was a very wealthy guy, and he was friends with Luke. That's the reason Luke was really writing that, to really verify and confirm what Theopolis was thinking. As he wrote that, he said, so that you may know the certainty of the things you have been taught. That's what this does. As we're reading the scripture many times for me, man, it just resonates with me. It confirms what I was already thinking. It confirms the fact that we each should, after accepting Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, we should be on about fulfilling God's plan by influencing others to believe what's in this Word. And we do that many times by applying an earthly act, just as Jesus did. You know what we're supposed to do like Jesus? Jesus did those parables so that he took an earthly story and applied it to heavenly meanings. We do the same thing. We have the ability to do that. In fact, we have the power to do that. God will bring things to our mind where we see God, and I constantly am looking for what God's doing. And as I see God doing it, I say, wow, I couldn't have made that happen. I couldn't make Amy be here, but here she is. And when we're talking about my story, we're talking, Larry did it, Larry Oakeson. Make sure I say Oakeson on the end of that. I told Amy at one time we had four or five Larrys in here, and it was difficult to tell who instruction was directed to. Well, here I'm going to wrap this up because it is getting late. Not as late as I said a while ago. You know, as we think about this, Amy, and this is especially for you or anybody else here for the first time, the first Wednesday of each month, we have an open mic. And as I share a few words like this, then we open it up for what impresses you to share 3 to 5 minutes on the open mic. I missed that one last week. But what I did not miss is the time being with the Lord each day since then. I think I wrote something down this morning. I believe that I've been in the presence of God, whether it's through joining with him here, or him joining with us here on this meeting, on earth, my soul, I believe, like we talked about the people that said they died and went to heaven, I believe we visit with God from time to time when we really do what you said, Don, a while ago, when you got chills looking at that plane crash thing. Now, is that God coming to visit with us? Is that us going to heavenly place? I don't know. All I know is God's presence. And once you feel that, you know that there's something that you need to share with others so that they too can figure out how to feel that. What a terrific part in God's plan where he empowers us through the power of the Holy Spirit to understand things we don't have any business understanding. But the supernatural knowledge that comes to us from him at the time of need is amazing. And it starts when we accept Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. And as far as whether it's real, absolutely it's real for me. Praise the Lord. It can be real for everybody. If it's not already, it can be. Let's praise the Lord together.
Thanks, Larry. My name is Heinz Wegener, and I sound a lot like Elvis, but don't let that distract you, right? I'm sorry. Okay, maybe not. Maybe not so much. Larry and I started this. That got a big laugh from Stacy. Okay. Larry and I have had the privilege of co-hosting this meeting since 1985. The purpose is to provide a platform for a businessman to share his testimony and how that works in the marketplace. Our main speakers are always businessmen who profess Christ, who are not in full-time ministry and currently employed, and we recommend no teaching, preaching, or selling. We try to remain denominationally inclusive and politically neutral and just keep the focus on how Jesus has impacted the life of a businessman or a businesswoman. During open mic, we feel we've had, at one point in our luncheon, we had both men and women share, but felt like the Lord was really calling us to have businessmen as the main speakers. But truth of our faith is reflected in how we engage God in the things that we do. And I'm reading a short story by, or a short version of the Power of Positive Thinking by Norman Vincent, I almost said Price, yeah. Price is the creepy guy, okay. Veal is the other guy, okay. but he talks about talking to God. And not just, oh, Lord, I'm here just waiting for a zap from above, and thou hast this, and thou hast that, which is not bad. If you, Jesus did speak like the King James Version, so we know that's true. Oh, not? Okay. But it's just saying, hey, God, Father, I've got a situation here with my business, and could you give me some advice? And, you know, can you help me with this relationship problem? Or and the problem is, and our VP of sales told me about a time in his career where sales were just awful, and he did that. He said, God, I really need your help. He had 12 people there after he went to a short meeting. When he came back, five of them had left messages on his phone to call him back. And it was just miraculous. Well, what happens then is then we take it over. We say, yeah, I know how this works now. And we're not constantly speaking to our Heavenly Father like we would Larry or Amy or Gene or Tom, my favorite Atlanta brother-in-law. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Don't tell. So if you're here for the first time and feel comfortable doing so, just stand where you are, give us your name, how you found out about the meeting and the kind of work you're in, or if you're in a job transition, what you're looking for. So anybody want to do that? Yes, sir. Go ahead. Is this your first?
Okay. Hello, everybody. I'm real glad to be here and I'm real appreciative of Larry Oakeson. Is that how you say your name?
Yeah.
Did I say that right? Oakeson. Thankful for Larry Oakeson, and I have the pleasure of knowing Hines, Larry Schrader.
Yeah.
I got those names right, and Gene through this group called My Story that Larry Schrader referred to. And I'll just say that I did pray to God about 2 years ago as I was in transition. And I said, please help me with strategic planning. I literally prayed for help that God would help me strategically plan my next step in my career. Also prayed that he would help me tell people's God stories. And then I got a call out of the blue last January, December actually, from Chris Roberts.
Yeah.
And he said, hey, I want to help tell people's God stories through this program called My Story. Would you like to hear more about that? And so now we fast forward to almost a year later, and I've had this amazing opportunity to work with all these people, about 20 people who finished their stories, and we're going to have a celebration in October.
Yeah.
And Hines is going to read, and Larry Oakeson is going to read, and he finished his book. And it's just been a wonderful experiment and a wonderful surprise. And so, and this is really delightful to be here. Thank you.
Anyone else? First time? Okay. Real quickly, before I introduce our main speaker, who also was recommended by Larry Oakeson, right? Larry knows everybody.
Yes.
Anyway, is Jimmy Rogers, a good friend of ours, passed away a couple weeks ago, and Larry and I went to the memorial service at Mount Perrin, which I recorded on my phone, but I've made some copies of it. This also has some conversations Larry and Chris and I had before and some conversations afterwards. But if you're interested in that, and then I also put Jimmy's three testimonies on a CD, And also, he was the featured speaker on a radio program Larry and I started, and then I continued, called The Christian Businessman Today. So these are all free. Help yourself. And what I gave Chris and Amy was the 2018 speakers, about 35 testimonies on this, and those are all free too. Also, I might add, if you are in a job transition, our website has a whole page of resources for job seekers, and so that's nfl-luncheon.com, and there's some good resources there that might be a help to you. So, okay, I think...